Joining us on the phone, Saluki head football coach Nick Hill. Coach, congratulations on the win over Southeast Louisiana. Congratulations on getting in.
No, I appreciate it. It's definitely credit to the players. You know, ultimately, they're the ones that have went out and earned this thing. And, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for everyone that's involved in the program, because it's been a not only this year, but building this thing and trying to, you know, ultimately get to where we're at right now is to give ourselves a shot in the playoffs. This year's a little extra tough. There's less teams. And so I'm really just proud of the guys' effort, their willingness to, through a pandemic, of continue to stay together, to do everything that they have to do. I've said this all along. I mean, to go from last June, and if you're going to win an FCS national championship, you're probably going to be in this thing, the COVID protocols and the testing, longer than any other sport. And so here we are, still going to be playing on April 24th. And so I'm really proud of the guys.
We played some clips from the selection show and some of those experts, and we played a clip from Jay Hill, Weber's head coach, earlier. And the word that seems that's floating around to describe Southern going into this thing, and you alluded to it just a little while ago, battle tested. I mean, we've got some scars to share going into this thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at this point, it really doesn't matter who we line up against. You know, our guys have seen it all, whether it's different styles of play from the best team. I mean, we went three straight weeks playing the top five team, you know, maybe the top three teams in the country. And so Weber's no different. They're right up there. They're a blue blood of the FCS. And, you know, that's ultimately where we're still trying to build to become. So no better way to do it than to throw yourselves in there and compete against the best. And so I'm excited for our guys' opportunity. You know, like I told them today, is, you know, if you're happy and you're listening to the press clippings and you, hey, good job, first time in 12 years and all these things, which we're proud of, but it's not the banquet season. You know, it's time to just get back to work and do the things that we know give us the best chance to win on Saturday. And so I'm really excited for their families to get an opportunity to be a part of this thing, that when we recruit them and sell a vision, that's what we talk about. So I'm excited for them to get to experience this and go to Salt Lake. But ultimately, our job is to win the game.
Coach Mike Murphy here. I was just going to – congratulations, by the way. And number one, I just wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, you had the ups and downs. You had the pauses. You don't play for a couple of weeks. Then you play 2 weeks in a row. I mean, as we said, the word battle-tested. But, you know, I think it's a credit to not only the players, but to you and the staff, because – you've had just about every scenario thrown at you this year that can possibly be, and now it's like we played a game, we won. Now it's almost like you're back into a regular game week scenario this week.
Yeah, no, it's kind of nice to just be back into a rhythm, a little bit different. You know, you didn't know who you were playing, so we didn't have breakdowns of the next opponent, you know. That's what a lot of our GAs and stuff are always working ahead throughout the week, as far as, so Sunday night comes and you've got your film breakdowns and cut-ups and everything that the staff really dives into. So we changed our schedule up just a little bit, just so we got the film yesterday afternoon and started diving into that, and then gave the players the day off, and then we brought them in here this afternoon for just an hour and a half or so, and we're still in the middle of game planning right now. When they show up tomorrow for meetings, we'll have a pretty good idea of how we want to attack these guys.
The Southeast Louisiana shootout win, 55-48. Obviously, you wanted the win, but did you get out of that game what you wanted as far as preparation for a potential playoff run?
Well, I mean, there's no question. I mean, they said if we didn't play that game, we're not getting in. So we had to play and wanted to play, and that's a credit to our guys and it's credit to Southeastern as well. I mean, they wanted to play, because if they would have been the last team in. So, like I've been saying all week, you're going to get two really inspired football teams that want to play and that want to win. And ultimately, got a good game and kids playing really hard and passionate I'm glad we came out on top.
You know, Coach, too, when there was that little pause there with everybody quitting on you, you were able to get some guys kind of healed up a little bit, too. So that had to help a little, right?
Yeah, you know, I think you saw Javon finally played like himself and was able to get healthy. I mean, a lot of these guys, that's the thing, too, is we haven't made excuses. That's what I told them in the locker room. In the time of opt-outs and transfer portals and things like that, I mean, that hasn't came out of our camp. It's been, let's play for our teammates, let's play for our school, whether I'm 75% or 80% or 90%, that you know, I'm still going to go put it on the line. And I believe that people can respect that, because I think that's the way that this game should be played. That's the way life is. And I think more than ever, probably this season, we always talk about how football teaches a lot about life and team and unselfishness. But probably more so than ever this season, our guys will come out of this and refer back to the obstacles that have been put in their way, and they've overcome them, you know, really the rest of their lives.
Here's the thing, Coach Hill, too, that I always think about, and you get this far in the season. You are an arena league quarterback, MVP, won championships. You've always got to have something that they don't know about. You've always got to have something way down in the bag of tricks, like maybe a fake punt, for example, that nobody sees, and then now they have to be worried about that. I think that's so important, to always show them something new, always give them something more to worry about. I mean, with Javon, they've already got that anyway, but now you've got a punter that can take off and run for a first down. So that's something they have to look out for.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's you know, you got to play to win the game. You know, I probably learned that more than anything. You know, like maybe even, for example, I'm in South Dakota State. I mean, or you know, you don't get any points for playing games close, whether you win by one or there's no moral victories, or you get beat by two touchdowns. I think that's where analytics come into play. Are you playing to win, or are you playing to just maybe have a shot in the fourth quarter? And so sometimes you got to be aggressive. And when your team's behind it on those type of things, then you know, I told our team the night before that the first time we punt, I don't care if we're backed up at the minus two, we're going to fake one. And, you know, if we don't get it, defense, you got to rally up, and they're all behind it. And so I think, you know, the more things, yeah, that you can do. I mean, Jack's an athlete. He played Aussie rules football in Australia. He's a good, you know, and so ultimately you just can't go do that against you. You have to have certain looks that you see on film that you think is going to work. But each week, you know, they're doing the same thing on the other side, is finding ways that you can attack in all three phases.
Or maybe it's, you know, sticking Xavion Furcron in the backfield on a touchdown play as well. Z, offensive lineman of the week in the Valley, part of an O-line that, you know, what, 435 yards on the ground, and you needed every inch of it.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of those guys. I mean, you know, 800 yards of offense, you know, I've never been a part of a game like that, you know, school record. And, you know, 400 yards rushing, you got it. We had to be physical with those guys, you know. I talked about that. We were, you know, representing our conference, you know, that we get a lot of publicity about being the best conference, the most physical conference. And so a team's coming up here. You know, I told them all week, you know, scared money don't make money. So you got to put your mouth, you know, your money where your mouth is, and you got to be physical, and you got to play hard. And if you let them start believing that they can stop you, they will. And so I was happy about the way that we came out as a physical football team. And, you know, no, I don't think there's a more physical player in the country than Xavion. And, you know, our backs ran hard. You know, Justin, we only dressed two running backs, so they had a big workload. And, yeah, I was proud of the way that we executed a run game.
And Stone Labanowicz just flat out did his job on Saturday.
Yeah, no, he's been efficient, really. He did a nice job at Missouri State as well. And, you know, he's completing a high percentage of passes. He's putting the ball in the playmakers' hands, and he's kind of found a good rhythm here. And, you know, that's allowed us to do some things. So I think that he's learned, you know, he's getting the ball out of his hands. He's finding his guys, and, you know, he was able to push the ball down the field a couple times. Made a huge throw at the end of the half, you know, to Landon Lenore on the comeback, the little pylon route, we call it. And, you know, that probably was the difference, where we, you know, we faked the punt and then we were able to get down there and score on third down. And then we were able to get the ball and get back-to-back possessions and score again. And then they were in catch-up mode.
I feel like in this Southeast Louisiana game, we ran some plays that if you'd seen a bunch of film on us up to that point, there were a few plays in that Southeastern Louisiana game that might make you think twice if you're scouting the Salukis for the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope that they can't get a bead. You know, as an offensive coach, you want to try to stay balanced, and you know, you can't out-trick yourselves. You got to line up and execute. That's what this game ultimately comes down to. But you gotta do some things. Got to move some pieces around. When you're playing really good teams, you know, they do a great job of trying to take away. You know, you have a tendency. I don't care. Everybody tries to stay balanced, but by the time you get into game 8, game 9, I don't care if you're in the NFL or who you are, you're going to have tendencies. You're going to have tendencies for formations and where the back is, and different splits are going to give away different things that you like to do. And so, you know, those defensive coaches are good coaches too. So you're always trying to put a few wrinkles in, maybe make a play look differently. But your guys ultimately have to know what they're doing to play fast too. So, but you're always trying to, you know, each game you're going to put a few things out there that the other team hasn't seen yet.
Talking to Nick Hill, much like you, we're kind of doing a crash course on Weber State. We had a little clip of Jay Hill earlier. They've been in some close games. They've got a really good freshman quarterback by the name of Bronson Barron, who is on the Jerry Rice Award freshman watch list. Beyond that, what else do we know about Weber State?
Well, I think it really starts with their defense. I mean, when you put it on, just tons of respect. You know, Coach Hill's done a great job since he's been there. Just a physical. I think if you'd ask anybody, you know, what Weber State and things come to mind, it's a physicality. Really, they're a team that would fit right in our league. And so they remind you a lot of, you know, a Northern Iowa or maybe even a Youngstown with Coach Pelini, how they play aggressive, play a lot of man-to-man and will press you. And just they probably have as impressive of, you know, front six or seven that we've played against, as good as North Dakota State, again, as good as Northern Iowa, and those guys are really good. So the majority of their defense is back from a semifinal team last year. And then freshman quarterback does a good job for them. They've got a playmaker, number 22, is a heck of a return guy. They're always trying to find ways, kind of like we do with Avante, to get him the ball. And so, I mean, look, they're unbeaten. I'm sure they're frustrated that they're not a seed. You know, they're a semifinal team. They've been ranked number one and number two all year, and then they've not gotten beat. So they're a really good football team.
Coach, does and I know, you know, because I was working with him earlier with Brett, but does going out a day earlier, does that change some of the stuff, the planning or things like that because of the testing and everything? But, I mean, I would think that might help you get a little bit more accustomed.
Yeah, you know, we just can't let those things bother us. You know, it will be a little bit different. But, you know, like I told the guys, I mean, you guys want to play in big games. Well, you know, if you were playing the FBS championship, you go out on, like, Wednesday, you know, for you playing the Super Bowl, you go out a week early. And so you just have to be able to adapt to those different changes. It won't be too different. It will be different staying in the hotel two nights in a row. You normally don't do that. Just this year's, you know, with COVID, and we have to get tested on Friday morning, which is different. We haven't done that all season. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good for our guys. You know, it is a good experience for them. I mean, we're flying into one of the most beautiful places in the country, Salt Lake City. It's supposed to be 70 and sunny on the game in the mountains. You can't really beat that. So we'll put together a good schedule for them. We don't get into the hotel until Thursday evening, and we'll have a good dinner and hang out and go to bed and then get up. And Friday, we'll have a good schedule. I think we're right now looking at either doing our Friday practice at the University of Utah or Utah State. Both of them are about the same distance away. And so that'll give them a different experience, practice on a different field, and then just getting into our normal Friday routine.
Nick, could you share with us, you were talking to Connor Onion after the brackets were released yesterday, of where you were and how, you know, your experience was finding out that we were in this thing.
Yeah, I went to church, and my one daughter had not been feeling well, so she didn't go, so Alicia stayed home. I took Charlie, my youngest 3-year-old. She likes going to church and play, and so I dropped her back off at, like, like 10:30 or 10:40, and it started at 10:30. And so I text Tom Weber to text me if we're in, because I wasn't going to watch it. I was heading up to the office because we had a staff meeting at 11:15, and then we had a team meeting set for 12. And so I was heading back to the office, and I was walking up the stairs and just got out of the parking lot, and Alicia called me, and she was screaming and said we were in. And so that's really how I found out.
So you weren't going to watch it?
No, I watched it last year. That was like dying a slow death.
Well, trust us, it was good.
I was excited. It played out good. I mean, hearing her, and then it was kind of just I was walking up the stairs and she said that. And obviously I was, excited. And so I turned the corner and I could hear, people in their offices yelling and screaming, and the coaches were pumped and hugging each other. And I kind of came into it. And so, it was a good feeling. Something I always remember.
Yeah. That's a perfect way to handle it too, because, you tried it one way, let's try it another way. And listen,
exactly.
Everybody's fired up. I'm surprised there weren't people honking horns going up and down 51 when you were, because the word spread pretty quick. But you're in, you know where you're going, you know who you're playing, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and I don't know if he said it like this, but earlier this year, Mike Reese said, so it's going to be that kind of a season? Yeah, it's that kind of a season, Nick Hill, and I want you to just sit back and enjoy this thing and take us for a ride in the playoffs, because, boy, this feels normal to me. I mean, everybody's talking about feeling normal. Doesn't this feel normal to you, Nick?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. I think once you get back here too, and it's good, it's great for we're gonna be traveling probably 11 or 12 true freshmen, and so I think this is where you can take huge strides, where the expectations, it's like, no, I went to Weber State my freshman year, we got in, my sophomore year we got in, and that's how it was when I got here. It was just like an expectation of like, hey, when it comes playoff time, we're in. And so I think that it's been a process to get back to this point, but we're here now, and we've got to use it to our advantage.
Hey, thanks, Coach, for joining us, and on short notice too. And we're going to enjoy every moment of this, and I know the players are too. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll talk to you later this week.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.